Just bought a chicken, bout to break it down the chicken. Tenders black booming, I'm not human. My drop zooming, my eyes booming. One giant leap for mankind, I'm highs moving. How have you been?
So yeah, in the wise words of Lil Wayne, how you been?
Oh, I'm gonna die every time.
All right, so this is the tester episode for the chicken tenders with myself, Danny Thomas, and my co-host, Zach Lore. Here we are to talk basically about nothing, and hopefully you guys are cool with it. Well, yo, did you see what's his name? Chandler Stevenson's fucking elbow to the LA guy last night?
I did not. I can take a look at that really quickly.
Yeah, dude, it's wild. So, like, the night before, McDavid fucking elbowed Kotkaniemi, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so last night, the Vegas was down 4-1, and I guess Stevenson was a little bit mad. Anyways, he fucking elbowed, I think it was Bjornfoot?
Yeah, he got a 3-game suspension.
Yeah, so he got a 3-game suspension, and McDavid gets fuck all. It's wild. Like, I think the McDavid one looks dirtier than that one did.
Ooh. I don't know. I'd like, say yeah, probably.
Because he's going for a hit, right? The McDavid thing was like Kotkaniemi skating up the ice, and then all of a sudden he gets elbowed in the face. Like, yeah, he's like,
I wouldn't really say he's going for a hit, because at no point does he like lower his butt. He just gets to him and throws his elbow off. It looked like a pissed off player making like a pissed off reaction to something that had just happened, probably.
Is that not what McDavid did, though? But, like, open ice and Buddy didn't have the puck for, like, a solid 3 seconds?
I think that's why I'm having such a hard time with it, because McDavid was open ice, too.
Yeah. I don't know. McDavid seemed like some fucking 80s hockey.
I got to see that one again.
Like we said the other day, though, if that's Tom Wilson, I think Wilson on the Stevenson thing gets another 7-game suspension. On the McDavid thing, he's probably out for the year.
I'll probably.
It's wild. I don't know. It's kind of shitty that McDavid gets a free pass. Like, obviously, no hate on McDavid. He's a beast, but, like, I don't know.
My thing is, I feel like Kotkaniemi probably saw McDavid coming. I mean, obviously, he doesn't see an elbow coming, because who's seeing an elbow coming?
And McDavid doesn't normally play like that, so you wouldn't expect that from him at all.
But Chandler Stevenson's not known as a dirty guy either.
That's true. But that's what I mean, though. Like, if you just, you know, side by side, they both should have a suspension.
Yeah, probably. I'd agree with that for sure.
Like, I don't know. It's probably a numbers game. Like, if I was to guess, like, obviously the NHL needs McDavid playing.
Well, yeah, exactly. You need him for ratings more than you need Chandler fucking Stevenson.
Yeah. Stevenson's having a crazy year, though. For like,
oh, don't get me wrong. I love Chandler Stevenson. I wish Washington didn't let him go. But he does not pull in numbers near McDavid, obviously.
Oh, yeah. That's not even close. What? How many years ago was he playing for Washington? Is this his first year in Vegas or his second?
I don't know if this is his first full year or second full year.
Okay.
I'm going to check that real quick.
Fair enough. Yeah, so Stevenson's having like a career year with Vegas. Like, he's on their first line at the moment, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know if he still is, but he has been for a decent amount of a year. What's he at right now?
I could be totally wrong, but I'm pretty sure he had like half a point a game. But he was playing like a good defensive game and shit. Like, he was up there with Stone and Pacioretty, I'm pretty sure.
He's got 20 points in 32 games. Oh, he's suspended. I mean, yeah, suspension.
True. Yeah, 20 and 32 for. How old is this guy?
I can check really quick because I didn't actually look at that. He is 26, 27 near the end of the month.
Okay. Ah, yeah, no, he's having a solid year for sure. But yeah, I just, it's cool. Weird. Just.
Oh, I mean, he's like 3 points off his, 6 points off his career high. I said 20 for him, right, this year?
Yeah, 20.
Yeah, so his career high is 26 last year, split between Washington and Vegas.
Okay. And thing obviously is, though, like, he's at 32 games.
He's gotten so much more ice time with them, too, than he was getting with us. He was playing fourth line, fucking penalty kill minutes, basically, in Washington.
Right. Well, you're obviously not going to play him more than Lars Eller, right?
I would.
Tell me about Lars Eller. Oh my God, why can't I talk? tell me about Lars Eller.
I don't want to. I don't want Lars Eller to be a name that we bring up.
I'm going to bring him up every podcast.
Eventually, episode 100, I'll talk about him finally.
He's your cup fucking goal scoring guy. Like, without him, you guys don't have a cup.
I just blanked that out of my memory. I like to pretend Alex Ovechkin scored the goal.
Fair enough.
Ooh, do you guys play tonight?
No, we're playing tomorrow against Winnipeg again. And then like Montreal and Ottawa.
We got Monday, the Islanders Tuesday. Tonight. Yeah, we play the Islanders tonight and the Devils tomorrow.
Okay. Islanders. They've been playing really well. Like, yeah. I knew they had a good team, but they've been, like, better than I thought they'd be.
Second in the division, you know?
Yeah. They're playing well without Lee.
If they beat apparently. Us, they tie us for first.
Okay. Yeah, apparently they were looking for a replacement for Lee. I had heard something about Taylor Hall going there. I don't see the fit being there, but...
Can they afford Taylor Hall?
I don't know. With all the salary bullshit now, it's like fucking... Okay, you played half the year, so your salary's half, you know,
what do you
not
pay
there.
For Taylor Hall, though?
I think the price ends up being a second-round pick. I don't think anybody this year is paying a first-round pick for Taylor Hall.
I feel like if you're Buffalo, you don't take that. I mean, you bite because he's not coming
no,
back.
No, you have to. If you're Buffalo, you have to. There's back. No way Taylor's signing back there.
I mean, there was after no way this he year. Was signing there this year.
That's true. Well, I mean, I think it was the potential chance to rejuvenate or, like, have a good year with Eichel, and that just didn't work out.
They're going to win the first overall pick this year purely because of Taylor Hall.
But Arizona didn't get it, right? Did they lose their pick this year?
They made the playoffs with him. Yeah, I mean, they also did lose their pick. I think that was last year they lost their pick.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, they lost their pick. I had nothing to do with Taylor Hall. Oh, it was a franchise being the fucking shit franchise they are.
Yeah, who's the GM now? It was Steve Sullivan for a bit. He was like the intern or whatever, interim.
Did they actually name a GM? I don't pay attention enough to Arizona. Like, their management anyway.
Yeah, I don't either. I never will because from, I don't know. They suck now, and when Matthews goes there, I'm going to hate him even more. So.
That's a good point.
I don't hate him right now, but I'm going to hate him if Matthews goes there for sure.
It's Bill Armstrong who their GM is at the moment. I knew that.
Okay.
I mean, how long is his contract left? Is this year one of the extension or year two?
For Matthews?
Yeah.
Year one of five. So, yeah, he's got four more after this.
Oh, he'll be a Vegas. Oh, Vegas. I imagine. That'd be kind of funny. He's going to be an Arizona Coyote by the end of that deal. Or I guess at the end of that deal, because not by the end of it. He won't get traded then.
No, I'd be fucking sad, dude. Like, I don't know. That's crazy. If we're stuck with fucking Tavares as our fucking main center at that point in time.
He's going to be, fuck, what, like 36?
Oh, no. I think he just turned 30 this year. He'll be like 34.
Tavares? I feel like he's older than that.
No. He was 29 last year. He's
31 near the end of the year.
This so he turns 31 this year?
Yeah, September.
Okay, start of the season, okay. So he'll be 31. He'll be starting the season at 35. Matthews. Yeah.
I was close to 36.
So that would be like the last. If Matthews left at the end of his contract, Tavares would be 35 the year after. And I'm pretty sure that's his last contract year with the Leafs as well. Or no, him and Matthews, I think, end at the same time.
Do they?
Because Tavares signed a 7-year deal and then...
Yeah, but it was only 1 year before that deal kicked in. No, I guess it would be two.
Yeah, because we had the first year where he scored 47. Then last year he had a little bit of a down year because he wasn't playing with Marner. And then Matthew signed his deal last year for to start this year, basically.
True. Very true.
So, but hey, I don't know. Maybe fucking McDavid's contract is up by then and he can come elbow people for us.
Oh, I doubt it.
That'd be wild. I would honestly rather keep Matthews than McDavid. That's crazy, but that's just how much love I have for Matthews and
it's like,
he changed the culture. But
it's like me though. I wouldn't take Sid over Ovi in a fucking heartbeat. As much as Sid's the better player, I'd never take him over Alex.
Right, exactly. Did you say multiple goalies making their first starts?
By their records, it looks like that. I don't think Tokarski started this year.
Tokarski?
Yeah, he's playing for Buffalo tonight.
Holy shit, I haven't heard that guy's name in years. He went from Montreal to Tampa, right? And didn't really play in Tampa?
I'm pretty sure. I don't think he's made a start this year. I'm not sure.
And he was... Like, he had that one year where he was crazy in Montreal, right?
He was solid. I wouldn't say he was... Like, when that was the year Price went down, and then he was terrible after Price went down.
Okay. Fair. Yeah, I just remember hearing from, like, Habs fans and shit that he was just, like, you know, the next Carey Price. But... As a fan of a team, we tend to do that.
Well, I mean, Zach Lucchese was also supposed to be the next Carey Price, and now he's a fucking Washington Capitals AHL goalie.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad about Caden Primo. I had high hopes for that guy, and I feel like now that they got Jake Allen, it's kind of like he's not going to get the starts this year.
That was
I think Allen signed for next year as well.
Yeah, he signed an extension.
Yeah, so that's kind of shitty for it, like for him.
Yeah, I was very confused when I saw that sign. Well, was it a trade or a signing by Montreal?
They traded for Allen.
Yeah, I was very confused by that because I figured Primo would eventually be their backup in the next like year or so. They also did fuck Lindgren over kind of too, though.
Yeah, but Lindgren, in my opinion, didn't seem like he had that high potential that Caden Primo has.
No, but the thing with me, though, Primo, from what we've seen, kind of looks like he could be a starter, a very decent at. Best, like a really good starter. Lindgren looks like a really good, like he could be a really good backup. Just you gotta fucking be in the NHL to get games and get used to the NHL.
That's true. But I mean, would you rather not have, I know Allen hasn't had the best years the past couple of years, but would you not rather have Price and,
well, I mean, if I'm Montreal,
you know, another starter?
If you're Montreal, you made the right decision this year over even Kidd and Primo. Allen's been their fucking better goalie night in, night out most nights.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's got better numbers for sure. But yeah, the Primo thing just kind of sucks for him. Like, I'm not a Habs fan at all, but, you know, he's young, he's good, deserves a shot at least.
Yeah.
I think he made a few appearances last year, and he looked pretty decent.
You know who I'm kind of concerned about, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm really not because he's so young?
Who's that?
The Carter Hart.
He's had too many good moments for this little, you know, mess up to, you know, be the end all for him.
My scariest thing with Philly, though, is Philly has a tendency to run goalies into the dirt.
That's very true. What was the, since 2014, they're the team to start the most goalies, right?
It was
a crazy
sure.
number,
Yo,
like 28
yeah.
goalies
they
or something.
They started a ton. Well, I mean, just you could probably list off a bunch off the top of your head. But...
Yeah, no, that's crazy. But, yeah, no, because Carter Hart obviously seems like the savior of that franchise because that's what they've been looking for the past 10 years as a goalie. Well, since, was it Bobrovsky that was there?
Yeah, even Bob wasn't really good there, though.
No, he was good when he went to...
He exploded when he got to Columbus, 100%.
Yeah. Did he win the Vezina or was he in the running?
He won it twice in Columbus.
Wow.
He
yeah, so
got
that's
more.
Just, like, ironic. Like, the fact that they started 28 goalies, they get a pretty good one. He goes over to Columbus, and he's a rock star. And, yeah,
unless,
a couple more bad years, and then Hart comes in.
Unless Vasilevsky wins another Vezina. I mean, even that wouldn't really count either because we're in the 2020s now. Yeah, in the 2010s, no goalie won more Vezinas than Bob. He's the only one that won two.
Okay.
I think.
Fair enough.
I don't think I'm wrong on that without checking. I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
I'm pretty sure as well. Yeah.
I'm like 99% sure I'm right.
Hellebuyck won last year, right?
Yeah, Vass won the year before, I'm pretty sure.
Who do you think is going to win it this year?
Vasilevsky for Denver right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair he's enough. Very good.
Oh, he won like 12 in a row or some shit, eh?
Something like that. His athleticism is just ridiculous.
He's one of those guys that he – like, Hellebuck is an amazing goaltender, but he's not fun to watch because he's so in position. Like, he's rarely out of position where he never makes, like, a crazy save. Where, like, yeah. Vasilevsky just makes, like, a crazy save every night. He's so fun to watch as, like, a, you know, someone who likes watching goalies and shit. He's crazy talented.
I think – I mean, I wouldn't say Price now because he's kind of, like – I wouldn't say he's fallen off. I mean, he has fallen off for sure, but –
He's had three rough years. It's still in there, but he's not the same goalie.
When he was still the same, like when he was MVP Carey Price, like I like to refer to all the time, he was so fun to watch because he was always in position, but he just doesn't look like he fucking cares about anything. Just so slow to move into set.
He's so calm.
That's the thing. It's so slow, but at the same time, it's not. Like, he's in position in such a quick amount of time, but he looks like he's taking him so long to get set for a shot.
Yeah. Just ridiculously calm. It's crazy. Yeah. He could have Ovechkin getting ready to shoot and just, you know, be chill as a fucking ice cube.
I remember watching a game with my dad. I think they were playing the Caps. And he fucking went to play the puck behind the net. And they basically lost the puck behind the net. While he was still back there and casually asked, like, got to the front of the net. Did not care at all.
No rushing. He probably just knew he was going to get there in time, right?
Yeah, it's not like we came out with the puck super clean and, like, a little wraparound or anything. But, like, he just did not care. It was so slow. I was like, all right, that is the Carey Price I love.
Yeah, he's crazy. I'm still stuck on Primo, though. I hope they figure it out. They might trade Allen, though, like, because they do need to re-sign people, and they might need that cap room.
Yeah, he's being paid a lot more this year than he is the next year, however long his extension was, though. They brought the cap down, or, like, his cap hit down a lot.
Oh, regardless, they're paying too much for goalies. Oh, even if he's getting paid $2 million, price that's crazy.
Price at 10 is just insane. So.
Yeah, they're at, like, 14.2 for this year in goalies, which is crazy. Smart for this year.
Speaking of Jake Allen, also, he's starting tonight too. So,
okay,
we'll see if Ottawa.
He started quite a few games though. Like, I feel like Price hasn't played that many more games.
No, just because we're talking about him though, and he's starting tonight, it's just kind of funny.
True. Who are they playing tonight?
Ottawa, I believe.
Okay.
Imagine,
dude, I fucking hate Ottawa, but they're so young and good. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they signed. I think it was their 2019 first-round pick. One of them, anyway.
Okay.
Bernard Docker.
Oh, yeah. I seen that article today. The Leafs just signed, like, a couple hours ago. Amirov, the first-round pick from this year.
Oh, true. Yeah, I guess.
He's coming over KHL once the season's done.
Finishing soon.
Yeah, and once he's done over there, apparently he's coming over to play for the Marlies. And
true.
We'll get a little taste of him. He looks like he's, you know, pretty good. So
a lot of the college kids, too, are ending up in the NHL this year. Or, like, right now. Well, maybe not the NHL, but, like, I'm sure a couple of them will see some time.
Well, isn't it this year they're allowing 18-year-olds to play in the AHL because of all the bullshit with COVID?
They were until their OHL. Some of, like, their specific, like junior teams opened back up. I think all of them opened up, but they're closing again. I'm pretty sure their season got shut down with this fucking lockdown again.
Yeah, most likely. I think the lockdown starts at Saturday or, like, Friday at midnight kind of thing.
It's weird, though, because not all of them went back, too. A lot of guys got sent back, but a lot didn't. Like, Byfield's still in the AHL. McMichael's still in the AHL.
True.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, if they were already in the AHL, it was like okay for them to stay, right?
I think it was only the 18-year-olds that got sent. Like, they just drafted guys that got sent. Well, no, that wouldn't make sense because Byfield's that young. Unless he's late.
Yeah, Byfield's still playing.
I don't know if he's a late
birthday. I don't know how that works, yeah. I
think he is. Because I'm pretty sure Seth Jarvis got sent back down. And he was doing really good in the AHL. I could be wrong about that, too, but I'm pretty sure I had seen something about that.
Okay. Yeah, they were totally off topic and bringing it back like 5 minutes here, but they were comparing Amirov to fucking Kucherov, which is like crazy. And I doubt that's factual, but if it was, that'd be pretty insane.
That would be ridiculous if that's true.
Man, 3 years of a cheap Kucherov would be pretty good for the Leafs right now. Even a half a Kucherov would be cool. We can just get the
Not the Urals, though.
cooch. Nah, just a cooch. That's all we need, some cooch.
I'm just Braden Holtby. Since we're on the topic of goalies at the moment.
Do you miss Braden Holtby?
So I don't miss him well, like with the numbers that he has this year. I just miss Braden Holtby in general. Just the idea of Braden Holtby.
Yeah. Like the what he was
Yeah, exactly.
when he was. Yeah. That makes sense. I
I
mean, in that case, I miss Cujo, but
I'm very high on Samsonov. I really think Samsonov's gonna turn out to be like exactly what we thought he was gonna be. It's just if he doesn't, it's gonna make me so sad because I'm gonna miss Braden Holtby even more.
Well, you do have Vanacek.
He has not looked good in his last couple starts, though, compared to Samsonov.
Yeah, but at least you got two young options
Yeah, but
that are like.
we're in a tough spot if we bring Hank back next year if he's ready to go. One of these two can't be
True.
here. Like, we can't put Vanacek as the third goalie. We can't send him back down after this year. There's no way.
True. I don't know. Do you put like Hank as a third string goalie, just teaching these guys certain things and just give them like in a regular 82 game season, just start them like nine times?
I don't know. I feel like he wouldn't be okay with that.
Yeah, but at his age, like had he played this year, understandable. But he's missed an entire year because of a heart problem. Like there's no way he's going to come back and be even remotely as good as he was at any point. Unless like some fucking miracle, but like
I'd rather us not bring him back at all.
you don't think he'd be a good help though for these young guys?
Yeah, but and no. Like, I'd just rather us not bring him back at all. I don't like Hank in the first place. Like, I never liked Hank when he was in New York.
Who's off topic? Who's your favorite like upcoming goalie right now? Like under 25.
I mean,
Is it hard?
if I had to, well, if we're counting just the kids that are in the N right now, I'd probably go Samsonov. I am
Okay, like
incredibly
unbiased,
biased.
do you think he's better than Hart and like Demko?
Oh, he's better than Demko 100%. He's also younger than Demko by like 3 years.
I'm big on Demko. I fucking love Demko. He's sick.
I mean, Demko's also like 25, though.
True, but how often do you see a goalie come in actually young other than Carey Price and Carter Hart? Like, how old's Samsonov?
I don't know
22?
if he's 23 yet. He might be 23.
Okay. Well, regardless, you don't like Vasilevsky came in quite young. You don't see it often. Most of the time, goalies come in and they're like 25, 26,
Yeah,
27.
I feel like we're starting to see a lot of younger goalies come in, though. I mean, Sorokin and Shesterkin are both like 24, 25 also, but
That's true. They both look really good too. Well, the NHL is just getting younger. Like you don't see players playing until they're fucking 40 as often as you
oh,
used
God,
to. And like just younger kids are coming in right away. Like you see like almost fucking half the draft class, like half the first round picks are in the NHL
yeah.
pretty freaking quick. Like at least by the time they're 19, which is crazy. Like you look back fucking, I don't know, 25 years ago, check that draft class out. I bet you half of them didn't come into the NHL for like 3, 4 years.
Probably. It's probably a very accurate statement.
It's crazy. It's like insane how young the game's getting.
Of the young goalies that aren't currently in the league, Askarov is the one I'm highest on, though. Out of all of the young goalies, Askarov is
Fair.
the one I'm the highest on.
I get it, but I didn't like the way that he played
He looked good
this World
every
Juniors.
game, minus 2 goals of again. He gave up what, 4 or 5 against Canada.
I don't remember. I just know like he didn't impress me that
I
tournament.
don't
I
know.
was like, this guy's the guy that got
The
drafted eighth
criticism for
overall.
that
It
kid,
was eighth,
no, it's
right?
11 or 10, I believe. It might have been even been a little bit later than that.
11?
The criticism for that kid at that tournament was
But
ridiculous.
he's what, the highest goalie draft pick since Carey Price?
Something like that, yeah.
He doesn't look like, you know, Carey Price was a hell of a lot more impressive.
Askarov had good numbers other than that game. His numbers were great. He looked great every game other than that game, and only two of the however many goals he gave up were like, okay, yeah. Every other goal was like fourth shots where his defense are just like, nah, fuck playing defense.
One question, then question number two. Do you need glasses and do you wear them?
Oh, that's ridiculous. I watched every one of the Russian games.
Fair. I don't know. He just didn't impress me.
The biggest criticism that he had in that tournament that I agree with, and the only one that I agree with, is the fact that he looks so, like, not comfortable. The amount of stick, like, the stick should never come out of your hand that much.
That was wild.
But the thing is, if he fixes those slight technical problems, that kid is going to be so hard to beat.
I hope so for Nashville's sake, because if he's not, they're going downhill right now.
If that kid even pans out to be even half of what they're expecting him to be, he's going to be the best goalie in the NHL in 10 years.
All right. Well, we'll quote that 10 years from now.
We'll see if he pans out.
But that, yeah, that's just it. I don't know. I hope he does good because, I don't know, Nashville hasn't I don't know. I kind of like Nashville.
I hope Buffalo's prospect, too, Pekka Luukkonen, pans out. I don't know if he's still on their taxi squad, but they called him up. I hate that he's in Buffalo because Buffalo is the biggest hot mess of all time, but I think that kid has the potential to be very good, too. That kid won the OHL MVP as a goalie.
True. Is that a first? Like, has anybody else won the MVP as an OHL player?
I'd have to look. I don't know. Because
that's wild. Like, you got some crazy players.
It hasn't happened recently other than him, though. I think. Unless there's been someone crazy that I can't
think
of.
What year did he win?
19? Maybe 18? I think 19, though.
Totally random. Who's the better prospect as of right now, Shane Wright or Connor Bedard?
Probably Shane Wright.
Yeah. You think so? Fair.
Shane Wright played as a, I don't know. He was what, 15 last year? And he put up better numbers in his underage season than McDavid did that year? On a borderline, basically the same amount of like talent around him? Maybe slightly less than McDavid had around him?
What did McDavid do his first year?
It was only like a 4-point difference. Like, it wasn't anything crazy. I'm pretty sure Shane Wright played a slightly, like, a couple less games and had a couple more points. But I mean, that's still a better season than McDavid had.
That's very true.
No, like,
but did McDavid have better years than Tavares and the other guys who had?
I don't think so. I'd have to go back and look.
So Tavares had a better year in his rookie year at 15 than
Yeah, but you
got
to keep in mind, too, the game of hockey, like the goaltenders, even in that 10-year gap, got way better. Not even 10 years, right? Like, scoring went down
That's
in hockey
true.
All around 100%. In that, like, 7-8-year span between Tavares and McDavid's, like, underage season. I'd have to look at what Tavares had,
That's
though.
True.
I don't remember exactly how many points he had his underage season. He might have had less than McDavid.
I'm not sure. I know, didn't Tavares have the rookie goals? Or not rookie goals, but like goals record for the OHL?
He might have.
Am I tripping? I feel like that's a
he
thing.
He had a ridiculous amount of points.
Because Robertson was close.
He might. I'm not sure.
Because Robertson had 55 and 46, I'm
it's
pretty
been
sure.
So long.
And apparently he was close. If he had played the whole season, apparently like he was on pace to beat Tavares' record. I could be totally wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's the thing.
Right. It's been so long since Tavares has been in the O.
Yeah. It's funny to see, you know, Tavares in the conversation with McDavid for those kind of stats.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you compare
like,
them.
Tavares did not pan out to be as good as he was supposed to be. Like, Tavares was the next Crosby, the next, you know, he was apparently just as good as Crosby, maybe better. But it's, like, not even close.
I don't know. I like, feel like had he gone to a team that was able to put something better around him for the first, like, 7-8 years of his career, he might have developed into what he should have been. But I feel like when you get to a place like that, it just stunts your development so much, no matter how good you actually are.
It's true. Well, at least like Crosby, when he went to Pittsburgh, they had a shit team, but he still played with like.
Yeah, they also had Mario at the end too, of his career. Yeah, Mario was at the end of his career. Yeah, I'm not even talking about Mario playing though. You have Mario Lemieux around you.
Yeah, 100%. There's just.
But they also
there.
Drafted Malkin.
The person
before.
Who's most impressive is fucking Ovechkin. Because Ovechkin had nobody
immediately,
in fucking Washington.
Yeah, like, but the thing is,
brutal.
With those two teams, we were able to build perfectly around them. I mean, Washington took a long time to get this shit done when we needed to get it done, but like we built a good team around Ovi. Pittsburgh built a great team around Sid.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, no, they didn't build fuck all in New
oh,
York
God,
at
no.
all.
Who is their next back pick?
Like his best, we had this conversation the other day, the best winger he had throughout his, like, what, 8, 9, 10 years there was fucking Matt
He
Nelson.
Was first
like,
in 09, right?
Maybe Jordan Eberle.
Tavares?
First in 09, yeah, with I think it was Duchesne.
Okay, think about this, okay? In the next, however, it's what, 5 drafts between him and 2014 or 15? Was Barzal 15? Yeah, Barzal was 15. So it's 6 drafts, I'm pretty sure, in between those two drafts. 5 drafts and then 15, so 6 drafts total. Who's the best player they drafted in those 6 years before Barzal, after Tavares? Off the top of your head.
Out in
so 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14. In those 5 drafts between 09 and 15, who's the best player they took? Exactly.
I don't fucking know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they didn't do shit. They didn't sign nobody. They didn't trade for nobody.
Transfer.
Like, they just, Tavares was left hanging. But at, you know, 29, 30 years old, Crosby's still an incredible player. So are these other guys. Like, I don't know. He lost it. I don't know if it's because of the way the team handled him or he just never had it as good as we thought.
That could
did.
Be the case, too.
But, I mean, to be fair, though, He did get Matt Molson 30 fucking goals and 60.
That was the thing
points.
With the Islanders with him and, that people, even Islanders fans, as much as they hate him, can't deny that fact. Like he made that team better around him. The only reason they won playoff games with him was
he had shitty line, dude. He had Okaposo at one point, and Okaposo.
Dude,
had
he
a
got
crazy
Kyle Okposo
like,
the contract he's on in Buffalo. Like,
100%, yeah. And what's that? $6 million?
Yeah, exactly.
Like $6 million for Okaposo. That's wild. And he's still signed for a couple or a few more years, right?
Fuck, at least. It might be over after next year, but it might be 2 more years after this season.
Yeah, that's wild. Same with Matt Molson, though. He was looking for money when he was done.
Exactly.
There.
That's what happens when you cash out. When you have a great season, you're able to cash out in free agency.
Molson went from Buffalo to New York, right? Was it Okaposo for Molson?
I think Molson, I believe, started with the Islanders too, which is even funnier. I'm pretty sure he went to Buffalo and then went back to the Islanders in that deal. Well, no, because it wasn't a trade.
Okay.
It was a free agent signing.
They signed
No,
Molson.
Buffalo signed Okaposo.
Oh, I didn't know
I
that.
Think,
okay.
I don't think the Islanders...
How did Molson end up in... New York.
I'm going to go check their career stats really quickly just to figure this out. I've confused myself.
Yeah. There was plenty of other guys too, though. Like Jordan Eberle wasn't looking like he was going to be the Jordan Eberle that we all expected.
Yeah, but people had too high
of
expectations.
He played pretty good with Tavares.
He was like a 20-something
right.
draft pick. He late first rounder. Like, it's not like he was a top 5 pick.
Yeah, but so was Corey Perry and so was Ryan Getzlaf.
Yeah, but people thought Eberle was going to be a superstar because of the World Junior performances that he had. But, like,
he was clutch, and I think he's still clutch. He's one of those guys, like, he's going to rise when the moment occurs. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he's the reason why the Islanders get past the first round in the playoffs. Like, he just scores that goal because he's going to score that goal. Like, he gets on the ice, and he's like, yeah, we're winning this game.
So, Molson was a King and then an Islander. And then either a Sabre or a Wild, but most likely a Wild, then a Sabre. And then Sabre, basically the rest of his career in the NHL.
He was also a high draft pick, right, Okaposo? Was he not like 7th overall
seventh
or something crazy?
Yeah, so he was in and with the Islanders till this 15-16 season. Well, that was his last season with the Islanders. And that offseason, he signed a big deal in Buffalo. So he's got one more deal, one more year on the deal after this year. He's already played four of the six. This would be year five.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, seriously.
They won 6-1 last
night. I don't know
night,
how,
eh?
But yeah. Philly sucks right now. Philly.
Who did they beat? It was Philly,
poor
right?
Poor Carter Hart's been scratched.
Yeah, they said they're going to put him like they're not going to play him for a few games. They're going to just, you know, work with him and hopefully get
back.
Yeah,
Vinny said
he
needs to work harder. I'm pretty sure the two games that he got scratched for were the two games they just played against Buffalo, though, because he's expected to start their next game, which is the third, I believe. I looked at that earlier.
Do you think Goudreau gets traded before deadline or after this year?
We're talking about Johnny Goudreau?
Yeah.
I feel like probably in the summer. I don't know who would want to trade for him.
Buffalo.
Fine, Buffalo. I'm not trading for him. You're going to have to give up something decent.
Maybe. I don't know. He's got a pretty steep contract for the what he does. Did you hear what Sutter said about him? No, it was
I did see that. After game 499, yeah. I hope he has more energy than game 499.
Yeah. And Goudreau is just like, oh, I've been playing hockey for like 24 years now. I know when I'm playing good and when I'm playing bad. Yeah, I don't know. His future doesn't seem too
back
good.
To that.
But it hasn't for a while. Like, he hasn't performed in the playoffs since his rookie year.
He hasn't looked great the last couple years either.
No, not at all. He had that one year. I think he had 94, 96 points, and it's been downhill since then. Kind of like Taylor Hall.
Poor Taylor. He's just a fucking product of bouncing around, too. He can't stay this fucking put for more than, like, 3 years.
You think he's toxic,
I don't think
though?
It's him. I just
like, there has
I don't
to be something
think it's
there.
Him. I mean, it could very well be him. It just, I don't know.
Why did Edmonton trade him?
They had to move somebody to get a defense.
They
had to
defense,
move him to
right?
get it.
Yeah. Looking back, that's still wild.
Yeah, they probably could have traded, like, Nuge or Eberle for Larson.
Most likely. But Larson had, like, a high cap. Like, people were expecting him to be, like, incredible, like, as a defenseman, just, like, strictly.
Well, fuck you. The thing is, too, though, Edmonton, they could have solved that with one simple, like, decision that they could have made in the past. They could have drafted him first overall in 2011 instead of fucking taking Nuge. Or they could have traded down two picks, three
True.
Picks to draft him where he ended up going.
I still think I'm taking Nuge over Larson, though. Then and
yeah,
now.
But are you taking Taylor Hall over Nuge? Probably not. I mean, are you taking Nuge? Are you taking
Taylor
Nuge over Taylor Hall? I mean, probably not.
No, I guess I'd have to go back and look at their lineup and see, like, what else could have been done.
But Hall would have played with
McDavid. But, like, that's the thing. You never really know what's going to happen.
Hall would have 100%.
Oh,
he
yeah,
would have 100%. Been good with McDavid, because in the little bit that they played together, they were good together.
Yeah, now imagine throwing Dreisaitl.
That's the best line in the
power
NHL.
Play. Insane.
You don't stop that line. They get on the ice, they score, they get off the ice.
Pretty much. Especially when Taylor Hall's on. And he probably would have kept it
on.
Oh,
exactly,
because
the other two don't go off very much either.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think there has to be some, like, form of toxicness. Otherwise, like, I feel like, I don't know. He'd probably still be an Edmonton Oiler if it wasn't, like, that. Like, there had
Maybe.
To be something else they could have done. Taylor Hall's a huge piece. And just to move on from him to, you know, get a defenseman seems wild. And then he can't stay anywhere else. Like, he didn't want to stay in New Jersey for good reasons. Like, I wouldn't want to be in New Jersey either. But then, you know, get traded to Phoenix. They suck more when he gets there. Because they were doing well. And then he got there and they were just like, oh, yeah, we're going to suck now. And then goes to Buffalo, and Buffalo is bad.
But here's the thing with
them,
too. Other than the one year with McDavid, that they were like, Edmonton was half good with Taylor Hall and McDavid. He's been on a bad team every year. It would be interesting to see him on, like, a winning team to see if he's that toxic, if he'd bring down, like, him on Tampa. I mean, that's not going to happen, but, like, put him in Tampa, for example, would that ruin their winning culture? Or would he just be like a key piece?
No. But Tampa has so many more stars ahead of him. Like, if he goes to a team like the Islanders, it might ruin them, because Taylor Hall, outside of Barzal, is going to be the star player there. But you send him to Tampa, you send him to Toronto, you send him to even Colorado, where they have, you know, 5-6 other star players. He doesn't take up all the fucking the air in a room. Like, he's just a guy in those lineups.
It would be the Islanders would be an interesting spot to see him.
Because he went to Phoenix, where, like, Phil Kessel was the guy, right? Where, like, you know, the star. They have other young and talented.
Keller is their guy, but he's still really young. Like, he hasn't turned, like, fully developed into what he's going to be.
I hope he does turn out to what he should be, because he's had some rough years.
Yeah.
For sure. But, yeah, like, he goes there, and Phil Kessel is this, like, you know, quote-unquote star. And then Taylor Hall becomes the quote-unquote star. They're on a power play together. They sucked. Like, I watched a couple games, and it was, like, brutal. Like, Phil Kessel still has it when he turns it on. I think he's not trying as hard as he would had he been playing for Pittsburgh still, or a team that, you know, could he's win. Coasting around. But, I don't know. I think Taylor Hall would be successful on a team that he's not in the top four superstars, where he's not the media guy. He's just a guy, you know. Him in Calgary might be interesting.
Yeah, that could be an interesting fit.
That'd be, like, if they can get rid of that Goudreau contract,
Taylor Hall.
I don't think they can afford him. I mean, like, next year, yes, but 2-3 years down the line, when they got to re-sign all these fucking superstar guys that they got coming up, whew. Like, they got a lot of salary to dish out in, like, 3 years, 2-3 years. So I don't think he fits there. But Calgary, they don't really have any, like, young studs who aren't signed yet. Like, Matt Tkachuk has his contract.
Is he on a long-term extension?
Monahan's getting overpaid. Tkachuk, was it a bridge deal?
I don't remember his contract now. I don't think it was a big deal. I'm pretty sure it was a small one.
Yeah, I think it was a bridge deal for him. But regardless, like, Tkachuk, especially in COVID market, isn't getting more than he originally got paid. He might get paid like 7. But if you move that Goudreau contract, let's say it's, I don't know what it is. It's between 7 and 9.
I'm going to look right now.
Right? Regardless, if they move him, they could for sure sign fucking Taylor Hall. Especially after this year in Buffalo. Do another little trial run there. Fucking sign him for $7 million for a year. But I can't see him going. Like, not a lot of teams can afford him. Unless he takes, like, a killer, like, $4 million deal, goes to play in Colorado, and they go win a cup. And, you know.
Yeah.
Or even a banger deal in Edmonton. If he was just like, yeah, I'll sign with you guys for $4 million. Let's go. Similar to what Tyson Berry did.
Make his return home.
That'd be wild. Where's he from? Is he a Toronto boy,
I'm
or
not
is he
sure.
in I'm Alberta?
I'm pretty sure he's from Ontario. He played in the O. Played for Windsor.
That's true. That's very true.
I'm not sure where he's from. Probably the GTA or somewhere around there. I feel like that's where a lot of people from Ontario end up being.
All right, so we're at like 43 minutes here. True. So I think we're going to wrap up our little tester episode here.
That works for me.
What do you think? Fucking call this the tester episode? Well, anybody who tuned in, shout out to you if you listen to fucking shit.
If anybody listens to this whole thing, they deserve a fucking medal.
For sure. Yo, if you made it to the end and you're hearing this right here, tag one of us on, like, social media and we'll not give you something free. No, seriously, though, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. This is definitely a test run. We're just seeing what it sounds like, and if people start listening, we're gonna upgrade our sound quality and figure all this stuff out. But yeah, we definitely appreciate it, and thanks for tuning in.